This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I am honestly not sure how this happened, but Mitchell Hartman has somehow found himself assigned to the Marketplace desk of economic peril. He told us yesterday about some Delta-induced sag in what's known as high-frequency data, near real-time indicators of what's going on in this economy. And today, because it's Thursday, it's first-time jobless claims. The trend, to be clear, over the past month or so, has been really good. Last week, the number of people filing for unemployment benefits for the first time fell to 348,000, the lowest since the middle of March a year ago. And total claims in all government jobless programs is down to 11.7 million. But, again, from the desk of maximum peril, Mitchell tells us there is a potentially nasty shock lurking inside that number.
You can see the latest jobless claims numbers as a glass half full. Mark Hamrick at Bankrate says unlike earlier in the pandemic, when millions were getting laid off every week,
layoffs have not really been the overarching concern with respect to the economy.
But there is a big concern looming. Emergency federal pandemic benefits are about to expire, says Annalise Goger at the Brookings Institution.
On Labor Day, anyone who normally wouldn't qualify for their state unemployment, which is quite a lot of people that were impacted by the pandemic, lose their benefits.
That's nearly 5 million people right now, including
anyone who's a gig worker, contract worker, self-employed, maybe worked part-time and didn't earn enough to qualify.
Another 4 million or so long-term unemployed are getting federal benefits because they ran out of state benefits. And everyone on unemployment right now gets an extra $300 a week from the feds. All told, that's more than $6 billion in weekly federal benefits that vanish in 2.5 weeks.
This really has a big impact on low-income families.
Jim Sullivan is an economist at Notre Dame.
And so we're likely to see when current benefits are cut off that poverty will rise. Poverty will rise in the short run.
And the economy will take a hit too. Though Mark Hamrick at Bankrate says the labor market does keep getting better.
We do know that there is a record number of job openings out there for those who are either inclined or compelled to look for work.
But even by the most optimistic forecast, it'll take a while for the long-term unemployed and those who've dropped out of the labor market to get back to work again. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.